but I couldn't move. Because even though Coach had blown the whistle, I had blown my legs. I can't. I panted just loud enough for Aaron to hear me. I dropped to one knee. He grabbed my arm. Yes, you can. Let's do it. You got some more in you. And even though he was the captain and kind of a suck-up and he'd gotten smoked by me, a stupid decision that didn't feel nearly as good as I thought it would, I knew he meant that. That I still had more. Needless to say, the rest of practice was rough and ended in me crawling from coach's cab, barefoot, to the house, through the house, into the bathroom, and into the bathtub, where I basically let the hot water cook my muscles. And that's how it was every Monday after. Every other day during the week was similar, but with a different routine. Coach had it set up so that we always knew what we were doing at practice every day. That way, if he was late or if Coach Witt wasn't around, we could, Aaron could, run the workout for the team. So it went like this. Mondays, fart licks, which for me meant an afternoon of running my legs to death and an evening of boiling them back to life. Tuesdays, technique, how to come off the block, elbows in, open up your stride, head up, back straight, glide, don't wobble, be a horse, not a penguin, run through the finish line, not to the finish line, blah, blah, quack, quack, wah, wah, on the line, whistle, whistle, over and over and over again. Wednesdays, ladders, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, also known as don't eat a big lunch day. Going from 4 to 1 was rough, but most of us could crush it, even me. It was heading back up the ladder that was the killer. Go down, throw down. Go up, throw up. The absolute worst.